Hello, great minds. Hello, great people. I'm welcoming you to a brand new episode on Steady Life podcast, and it's given me so much great joy to be on air today. I really want to welcome you on board. If this is your first time joining the broadcast, I really want to welcome you officially. This is Steady Life podcast, and everything we talk about is aimed at helping you be the very best version of yourself, and I trust that by the help of God, you would attain this particular purpose. So feel free to check through our past episodes. I trust that they would bless you in no small way. And do well to recommend this podcast to your friends and to your family. Yes. Once again, my name is Nwankuna Ugonna Oluwafemi. I'm based in Lagos State, Nigeria, to be precise. And I really want to send a massive shout out to all of our global friends. Yes, it's something to be proud about, and not me taking the glory now, but God. And it just gives me great joy to see it through, that God is blessing life with Steady Life podcast. We are in about 28 nations of the world now, and we are still adding a few more as the Lord grants grace. Alright, so today I just really thought to speak from my heart, and one of the topics that the Lord has laid in my heart to communicate with us today is to embrace who you are becoming. Embracing who you are becoming. So it is as simple as that, but it would have so much details, so much information wrapped up in it. So I will start off by first off making you understand that in as much as you are preparing for certain phases of your life, the Lord would have you reconform to certain things that might not necessarily be your thing. And what do I mean by this is the fact that for you as an individual, you have mapped out certain things, knowing fully well that okay, at this point in my life, this is what I want. At this point in my life, at this particular age and time, this is what I ought to have achieved, and all of those things. In as much as those things are great plans and great intent from the Lord, or probably things you would naturally just think it's good for you at the point in time, but God is beyond how we possibly could think of Him. He is way. I don't know the word to use now, but I just want you to understand that God is so much vast in His way of doing things. So, and why should you embrace who you are becoming? It is because sometimes you would have to not go through the process the way you would want it to originally be. You might have to route life in another directions. But one of the things that I have learned in my little life here on earth and how God works is that everything He's doing with you and everything He does for you, or everything He's done for you so far, is actually aimed at leading you to an end point. And for you, you have your own route or some other places that might actually get you to say the same end point. But He literally knows the best for you. In as much as the very best plan He has for you might not look it, but He wants you to journey through that path to get to where you really should be. Personally, as an individual, I so many phases of my life at the moment are not things that I naturally would have added to the list of things I would have imagined myself do. They are not pictures of these things in my life a couple of years back, but following the process as touching how God would have me do life, I have come to understand so many new faces of who I could possibly be. I've come to embrace so many possibilities that God has helped me discover in me, which naturally I wouldn't have imagined if I had routed life with my own thinking pattern. So the whole essence of this is that in your own perfect plan that you have probably drafted out for your success story, allow God lead you through it. So, and in the process of God leading you through it, there might be some things that do not conform with how you want it to be. But I would only plead with you to just embrace the process with God, knowing fully well that His intentions for everything you do and how you intend to get those things done would ultimately lead you to a positive end. That's when you actually follow through with Him. I could remember me just going into a tertiary institution, first off, for my first degree, not adequately having a clue as to what I would eventually do next. I just went to school, okay, I literally did well finishing with good grades, but I had no clue God was positioning me for somewhere better than where I was at, where it would help me discover some possibilities in my life that I never would have imagined possible. And in all these new faces I was discovering, I could only but embrace that version of myself. The truth of the matter is, I'm the same way. I know it's a common example that we've probably heard several times, but I won't cease to share this very particular example. The same way a gold is being purified through fire, you would have to process gold through burnings and so many heats or whatever it might be. You have to understand that as humans, in the process of we becoming who we ought to be, there's so many workings that has to be done on us, so many internal workings, mental shift, transformations, physically, emotionally, mentally. So all of these things are actually needed to get us to where we intend to be. So we really have to embrace all of these things for us to be worthy of presentation to ever, to whoever God is preparing us for. And the truth of the matter is, we naturally would not like the process, because at times it might be like the hardest of it all. For a military person or somebody who's going to be one of the military of personnel of a great nation or something, or any nation at all, the process of the training and all of those things doesn't come easy. If you have your way, you would probably do not want to pass through the training. Or take, for instance, naval officers that would have to do several turns in deep seas and all of those things just to be sure that they are well equipped. Those things do not come easy, but they really have to embrace it, because it's something that is a prerequisite for what they would eventually do on the long run. So embracing yourself would naturally not come easy. There are times I would be at places I just wouldn't want to be, but believe you me, that's where God wants me to be at a point in time. So whether I like it or not, and the earlier the better I begin to conform to this understanding, then the easier I would finish up the process as compared to nagging about it. Take, for instance, as a father, you want your child to probably put his or her room in order. And if the child doesn't put the room in order, you're probably not getting the PlayStation 5 he requested for. So if that's the prerequisite to get a PS5 he or she's requesting for, or a dream car, something else, if the child is not doing that particular task, he wouldn't be entitled to that which he demands. But it is until he puts his or her room in order before he or she could get the particular prize or a gift you've prepared for him or her. It's the same thing when we are working in the journey of life and fulfilling destiny. There are so many prerequisites that we literally have to pass through. And in passing through it, we have to embrace it. For such child to be qualified to get that which has been prepared for him, the child has to embrace the process of putting the room in order. It wouldn't look easy. It's never easy, because it is more like something you wouldn't have wanted to do if you had a choice. But the process necessitates that you embrace it so that you can actually lay hold of that which has been prepared for you. So I'm currently in a phase of my life where if anybody had suggested to me that, Femi, you'll be doing this for a couple of months now, I would probably have said no. I probably would have said, I know, I do not believe I would. It's a good thing, but then I have not embraced it so much as I should have, and that's one of the reasons why I am making you understand that if there is a delay in you embracing the process, then you would naturally spend more time, more years, until you conform to the adequate essence for which the Lord wants you there. So all through the time the children of Israel were roaming in the wilderness, they spent more years as compared to the number of days God had wanted them to get to the promised land. So it was until they embraced the process that they were able to get there. So in a bid to be excellent in life, be successful in life, to be your best version in life, believe you me, the process doesn't look easy. It's as good as you passing through fire. But the whole intent or purpose of the fire is to purify you. So you have to embrace the process to get to your end goal. I hope you've been blessed by these few words, and I trust that it would minister to you in such a great deal, and you would further be blessed by it and further be your best version. Please do well to share with others and your loved ones. I love you so much from the depth of my heart. I do not take it for granted. Thank you for always connecting. Thank you for always listening. And I love you once again. Have a wonderful Sunday experience. Bye for now.